Columbia Workshop presents Mr. Charles by Donald Huff, adapted for the workshop by Hugh Holman.
A place all my own. That's what I want. A place that's away. You know, away from Agatha and Frank and the mill and from all the...
Oh, yes. That's Mr. Charles. Charles Dillingham, of course, but Mr. Charles to the whole town. You see, his brother Frank is called Mr. Dillingham. What's that? Yes, Charles is the one. The one who was Major Dillingham in the Great War. No, no one ever calls him Major now. You see, one day in France, a shell exploded a little too close. And that ended the career of the Major. Oh, Charles Dillingham came back all right and lived with the family in the big, somber Dillingham house. But a piece of German shrapnel in his hip made him limp when he walked. And he had a mind that had misted over somewhat. For instance, he wasn't quite sure that for all practical purposes, there no longer was a Major Dillingham. The Major somehow seemed to have retained his identity in Mr. Charles' uncertain grasp of things.
Just keep asking about a place. Ask everybody you see. You'll find one sometime. You have to, you know. It's, well, it's an order.
Yes, Major. The clerk at Gorman said he knew about a place. Said he'd find out about it. It may be just the place we're looking for.
Then you must remember to ask him about it again.
It's going to be hard to leave, you know. We've lived here a long time. We're sort of part of the place. How will Agatha ever get the groceries from the stores if we leave?
She could get them herself. We must be hard. We must leave here when we find the place. After all, we are an officer. We've led in attacks, we've killed men. We aren't afraid of Agatha. Agatha's just our sister.
No, no, I'm not afraid. I have led in battle, but you know, it's the family.
Everyone smiled at Mr. Charles for talking to himself. That is, everyone but Agatha. Agatha had dominated the house and the family for the last 20 years, and she seldom smiled. She didn't approve of exhibiting one's emotions. And Mr. Charles couldn't quite make plain to her his ambition, the yearning, hopeful ache that filled his life. For that matter, he couldn't quite make it plain to himself. He defined it best as away.
Away. It should have some land around it, and a white picket fence would be nice. But even if it were only one room...
That doesn't really matter. What matters is we shall be on our own, where we can do as we like.
That's it. Away. Today, when we go for the groceries, we'll ask. That clerk in Gorman's... what's his name? I can't remember names very well anymore, Major.
Smitty. That's what the others call him. Smitty.
Oh, yes. Smitty. Well, he said he knew of a place... And when we drive down for the groceries, they let us drive the car, you know.
And why shouldn't they let us drive it? After all, didn't we teach them how to drive? Didn't we take them out one by one and teach them before the war?
The war. You know, it's a funny thing. All your life, they teach you funny things about life and all that stuff. And then along comes a war. And they show you how to kill people. Well, if we have to, I suppose we have to. We are pretty proficient at it, don't you think?
Of course we are. We're not major for nothing. Why, only the other day I was walking out of the chateau where they billeted Company B, and I heard a couple of the doughboys talking. One of them said, "Take Dillingham now. That's
Charles.
A man."
Oh, Charles! Charles!
I hate to be called like that.
So do I. In fact, as the doughboy said, "Take Dillingham now. There's a man to be reckoned
Charles.
With."
Where are you?
When we get a place of our own, there'll be nobody to call like that. Nobody.
Charles, are you in your room?
Yes, Agatha, yes.
Well, come downstairs, will you please?
We'd better go. As long as we're living in the house, Agatha's in command.
Coming, Agatha. I'm coming.
Were you sleeping, Charles?
No, I was just talking to...
To whom, Charles?
To To no one, Agatha. I was just thinking about the drive on the Argonne
and... It's time to go for the groceries.
The groceries?
Yes. Had you forgotten?
Oh, no. Of course not. I always go for the groceries, but who will go for them when I've left, Agatha?
Oh, you're going to leave. And just where do you think you're going, Charles?
The clerk said he knew about a place...
The clerk? What clerk, Charles?
The clerk at Gorman. Smitty, his name is. He said he knew about a place, a little place with a fence, a white picket fence, Agatha, miles and miles away.
Well, I'll speak to him.
No, that's all right, Agatha. I appreciate your wanting to speak to him. It's really very kind of you. But I'll see him today, myself. Just thought I'd run down now, that is, if you don't mind.
You must go for the groceries, Charles, as you do every afternoon. You go down this street.
I know. I'm to drive slowly down this street to the corner where the policeman is. That's a fine fellow, that policeman, Agatha. A very fine fellow. I'll bet he was an officer in the army. A lieutenant, maybe. He knows rank when he sees it. Why, when he sees me coming, he blows on his whistle and stops all the traffic and lets me go through. Just as they did the day before we moved up in the Argonne sector.
Oh, yes. Here's the list of groceries, Charles.
Where are the keys to the car?
You'll have to walk this afternoon, Charles.
Oh, no, I'll drive the car. I'm a very good driver. I taught you to drive, Agatha. I taught all of you to drive.
Yes, Charles, you are a good driver, but today you must walk. You simply have to walk.
Why?
Because Frank has the car.
Frank? Who is he? I need
Frank is your brother, Charles, your younger brother.
Oh, of course. I remember Frank. He's going to be president of the mill. And he's going to marry...
Elsie Hart, Charles. Now, you must go. It's already late.
When is he coming back with the car?
I don't know, Charles. He's late now. He should have been back an hour ago. He said that he'd be back.
I'll wait.
You, Charles, must go for the groceries this very minute.
All right. White picket fence, Major. Imagine a white picket fence. No one could come in. No one. No one to give orders.
Orders aren't bad, Charles. Orders are good. They are necessary to a good army. It's simply a matter of who gives them.
That's it. It's who gives them. Agatha now, she has no right to give orders. She's a woman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Charles.
Good afternoon, Mr. Slade.
Going for the groceries?
No. I'm going to see a fellow about a little place I'm going to buy. A little place that's away.
Leaving town?
Well, I think so. I
hate to lose you. The town will miss you, Mr. Charles. Goodbye.
You were saying, Major?
I was saying that orders are like killing people. Fine things if the right people do them, but bad if the wrong people try them. Take us, for example, Charles. We've given orders to kill people, but it was right.
But imagine our brother Frank killing anybody.
Say, Mr. Charles.
Hello, Smitty. A fine day, isn't it?
Well, you weren't passing us by to trade at that new store, were you, Mr. Charles?
No. Oh, no, Smitty. I was going to see a young fellow that knows about a place where... Why, I was going to see you, Smitty.
Well, here I am, Mr. Charles. Come right in.
I guess I must be getting a little absent-minded.
Oh, nothing of the sort. You've just got a lot to think about. That's in. How come you walking?
Walking? Oh, they released me from the hospital several days ago. Still got a piece of German iron in me, though.
Uh-huh. But I mean, why aren't you driving the car, Mr. Charles?
Oh, that. Oh, Agatha told me to walk. She wanted the groceries. I have a list.
Oh, swell. Hand it over.
Here.
Oh, that's it. And now I'll be filling the order.
Good afternoon, Mr. Charles. Fine afternoon for walking, isn't it?
Very good.
Josie, Mr. Charles.
Oh, yes, Josie. It reminds me of a day, just a short while ago. Lieutenant Banks and I were walking from the dugout. It was just before the skirmish in the Argonne, and I was...
That was a little more than 22 years ago, Mr. Charles.
Was it? Was it really? I keep forgetting. Seems like yesterday. Lieutenant Banks and I were talking about sidearms, and I turned to him and I said...
We're out of Miss Agatha's brand of coffee, Mr. Charles. I'm putting in a can of a new brand we just got in. If she doesn't like it, why, we'll replace it with the other tomorrow. Now, will you tell her that, please?
Yes, of course. Smitty.
Oh, yes, Mr. Charles.
You remember that place I was asking about? You know, the little place? You might say all my own?
Oh, sure I do, Mr. Charles. I was telling you about it only yesterday.
You said you'd see if it was for sale and how much it cost. And,
sure.
Well, did you?
Sure. I looked it up last night.
Uh-huh.
It's in a town about 20 miles from here.
Uh-huh.
Now, me and the missus was out riding and...
Did you see it?
Oh, sure did. That's a cute little place. Four rooms with a nice sun porch.
And a white picket fence?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't rightly remember, but it's a fine little place. Me and the missus was admiring it.
Will they sell it?
You mean the people that own it? Oh, sure they will.
They will? Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to have a little place all my own with a white picket fence and...
The folks that own it want $2,000 for it.
Imagine, Josie, a little place with a white picket fence. Isn't it wonderful?
Sure is, Mr. Charles. I've always wanted a place like that. Don't reckon I'll ever have it, though. $2,000 is a lot of money.
You got $2,000, Mr. Charles?
$2,000? Oh, yes, for the little place. You said it had a white picket fence, a white one, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it has all the fixings. You just see Miss Agatha about the $2,000 and then let me know.
Well, Agatha won't be surprised. She knows I want a little place.
I'll bet she does.
it's not that I want to leave them. They're very good to me and everything, but, well, I've always wanted a place all my own. I was telling the Major just a...
Well, you just let me know.
Well, I'll run right home and see about it this very minute. And thank you, Smitty. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Charles. Hey, you're forgetting the groceries.
Oh, yes, the groceries. I must take them to Agatha. Well, thank you very much. Good day, Smitty.
Good day, Mr. Charles.
I wonder where the car is. Oh, yes, somebody is using it. Frank is using it. Frank, who is he?
No one will see me. I've got to hide.
What have you done? Stop trembling. Answer me.
I killed the man.
What?
I shot him. He had no right. He pulled a gun. I couldn't help it. Why did he pull a gun?
Pull yourself together, Frank. I'll not have this, I tell you. I'll not have it.
Yes, I can.
Now then, tell me what happened. And talk like a man.
It happened so suddenly, I'm still not sure. I was driving the car on the back road by Norton's Marsh. You know how it is there, never any traffic, so I let out speed. Then as I was taking a curve... Are you all right down there? Oh, you're okay. Sorry about it, old man, but I'll pay for the damage. Minding? What's that gun away? Stop, I tell you, put it away. I've got a gun here myself, here in the car. Where is it? Where'd you keep it? Here. I've got a gun. If you take another step at me, I swear it, I'll shoot!
Who was the man?
I don't know.
He just turned and ran?
Yes. The car was smashed. Wouldn't start.
Where is the revolver?
here in my pocket.
Did anyone see you?
I doubt it. I came through the marsh. I couldn't help it, Agatha. He pulled the gun first. I thought he'd kill me. I was crazy with fright. Now everything's over. The mill, the family, Elsie, everything.
Be quiet. He's going upstairs. Now, Frank, the gun.
The pistol?
Yes, yes. No, I don't want it. Put it on the table. Now, Frank, listen to me. I believe everything is going to be all right. Everything. Just as we planned it. You'll be president of the mills. You'll marry Elsie. The family will go on as before. Go into the next room. I'll be back directly.
Of course, I'll tell her.
Don't let her talk us out of it. We must be firm, you know. Remember.
Yes. Yes, I'll remember.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Agatha. Did I forget?
No, I've come to tell you something, Charles.
Oh, I remember now. Smitty said that something was wrong about the coffee. I don't remember just what, but he'll fix it up tomorrow, of course.
I didn't come to talk about coffee, Charles. Something important has happened. Something very important.
Yes, I know. Smitty was...
You know, Charles? What do you know?
I was going to tell you. You see, I found a little place. And, well, it won't be long now, Agatha. I hate to leave you.
Oh, so that is what is important?
Yes. I hate to leave you. I know how you depend on me to go to the store, but today I heard of a little place. Yes, I...
Frank has had an accident.
Frank, you say?
Your brother, Charles. Your younger brother.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Frank is going to be the president of the mill, and he's going to marry Elsie. Elsie, what is her name, Agatha?
Charles, Frank has killed a man.
Has he? Well, I've killed dozens, you know, literally dozens,
Charles,
Agatha.
Charles, listen carefully to what I say. Frank is going to be married. Married to Elsie Hart. Of the Charlton Hart.
Oh, that's it. Elsie Hart. I can't remember that name. Somebody down at the store was talking about it. They said that you had worked hard to make the match, but I insisted that you never worked.
Please pay attention, Charles. This is important. Very important. Don't you understand? Frank has killed a man.
Well, of course it's important. He may even be decorated. I was decorated.
Charles, Frank is to be president of the mills next month.
That's right. Frank is to be president of the
mills. Frank was driving the car, just as you do, Charles.
Well, of course, I taught him to drive.
It was on a country road, a back road, Charles, not far from here, where few people ever pass. Frank had an accident.
Did he hurt the car?
He bumped into another man who was driving a car, too. The other car was going fast, very fast. Much, much too fast, Charles.
Dear me.
Frank bumped into this car that was going too fast. The other man got out of his car and rushed at Frank with a pistol. He tried to shoot Frank.
Tried to shoot Frank? Why?
I don't know why, Charles. But Frank took the pistol we keep in the car.
Oh, my army pistol, the one in the dashboard?
I suppose so. He took the pistol and shot the man with it. He did it so the other man wouldn't shoot him. You understand that, don't you, Charles?
Of course. You aim at the middle of their chest, at the bone. That's so it'll stop them in their tracks, you know. Knock them over, and then you pull the trigger.
Charles, the authorities may put your brother in jail.
In jail? Why?
Frank is not like you, Charles. He was never in the war. He wasn't an officer in the army. He's not allowed to shoot people.
Have they put him in jail for shooting a man?
No, he's downstairs. He came away before anybody got there. Well,
then the car is here.
No. He had to walk, Charles. The car would not go. So the car is still there.
Still where, Agatha?
Where he killed the man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because of that, they will come and arrest Frank. It will be terrible for the family. For our family, Charles.
Yes, the family is fine, Agatha. I really hate to leave it, but it happens that I've heard of a little place with the...
Please try to understand.
But I do understand, Agatha. But the clerk told me about this place today, and I feel I really must go, in spite of the family.
Charles, please listen to me. I thought it over carefully, and I've decided that you can help.
I'll be glad to help, Agatha. But I'm leaving from my little place.
You can go to the police station and tell them that you shot the man.
Why? You said that Frank shot him.
But they put Frank in jail. They won't put you in jail, Charles. You are different. You were an officer in the army.
Well, it's nothing to shoot a man.
No, of course not. Not if you're an officer. So you may walk down to the police station just around the corner from the grocer's, Charles, with a blue light in front of it, and explain that you were driving the car. And you bumped into a man, and he attacked you, and you shot him. Like in the war.
I will. I can shoot straight.
Come, Charles. We must go downstairs.
I'll tell them that I did it. They'll believe me. Why, once in the war...
Yes, Charles.
May I have the keys to the car?
The car has been wrecked, Charles.
Oh, yes.
Now, tell me. What are you going to do, Charles?
I'm to go down to the police station. It's just around the corner from the grocer's, and it has a light in front of it, a red light.
Blue light, Charles.
Oh, yes, it has a blue light. And I'm to go in and tell them that I was riding in the car, and I ran into a man who was going very fast, and he got a gun and started to kill me, and I shot him like in the war when
You understand that you mustn't say a word about Frank.
Yes. Agatha, tomorrow, will you help me get my little place that's away?
Yes, Charles. Tomorrow you shall have a place that's away.
I told Smitty you'd help me.
Charles, see that gun lying there on the table?
Yes, it's mine. I had it in the war. Why, one time I
It's the one we keep in the car, Charles. The one that Frank killed the man with. Pick it up and show me how you aim it.
Why... Well, you hold it like this.
Yeah?
And then you draw a bead on a man. You shoot him in the chest, as I told you, against the bone to stop him.
Remember, that's the way you did it. When they ask you at the police station, you tell them that's the way you did it.
I'll take the gun and show them.
Charles, leave the gun here. Put it back on the table where you got it. Now you must go, Charles. And you mustn't say a word about Frank. You understand that?
Oh, yes, I understand.
Goodbye, Charles. Don't forget.
Goodbye, Agatha. Don't lock the door.
Frank. Frank.
What, Agatha?
Come here, Frank. Take out your handkerchief. Pick up that gun on the table. Be very careful not to touch it with your hands. And take it out there and drop it on the ground near the car. And remember, don't touch it.
Agatha, you can't.
Do as I tell you. Quickly before someone discovers the wreck.
Station?
Of course it is, Mr. Charles. What are you doing out this time of the night?
I've killed a man. I aimed at his chest, at the bone, mind you, so that I could stop him, and then I pulled the trigger, and I killed him.
Mr.
Smitty, look who's coming down the street.
Well, I'll be darned. Charles Dillingham.
Yep, same limp and everything.
Well, I ain't seen him around here in a long time.
Yeah, he finally got his little place all his own, that's a way. I sort of miss him, though. He was a nice fellow.
Just a little easy on the trigger of that service revolver, though. Howdy.
Hello, Freddy. Hello, Josie. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Charles. Glad to see you.
Well, Mr. Charles, how are you?
Fine, fine. Haven't felt better since the day they gave me the Croix de Guerre.
How do you like your little place, Mr. Charles?
Oh, it's fine. It's simply fine. There's a whole acre of land, and I raise flowers and vegetables, and there's a fine house just like I wanted. Next year, I'm going to build a picket fence, a white picket fence.
Well, how do you get along with the folks out there?
Splendidly, simply splendidly. But I like the children most. They come and sit on the back porch, and I tell them about the war. But most of the time, they want to hear about the time I killed Machine Gun Blake when he was running away from a bank robbery in Atlanta. Of course, you know, I don't like to talk about that.
Well, why not? I thought it was pretty good. If it had been me now, you could never get me to shut up about it.
Smitty, Josie, if I tell you something, you won't tell?
Oh, no, of course not.
I promised Agatha I wouldn't ever tell. But you're my friend. You won't tell if I ask you not to.
Of course not. You can trust me, Mr. Charles.
Well, I didn't really kill Machine Gun Blake. It was my brother, Frank. The family was just good to me, that's all. They let me go down to the police station and collect the money. The whole $10,000. They knew I wanted a little place away of my own.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop production, Mr. Charles, adapted for the workshop by Hugh Holman, from a short story by Donald Huff. Mr. Charles was played by Louis Van Ruten, Agatha by Anne Elsner, Frank by Roger DeCoven, Smitty by Philip Trent, Josie, Jeffrey Bryan, a neighbor, Joseph Latham, and the narrator, Roland Winters. The music was composed and the orchestra conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Earl McGill. Next week, at the same time, the workshop production will be Well, Look Who's Here, a comedy by John Baird. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.